From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in Wyoming today, continuing their apparently unending campaigns before caucuses tomorrow. In a few minutes, we'll look at the challenges facing women in Wyoming, which has the nation's biggest wage gap between men and women.
That, of course, is for people who have jobs. There's more bad news today for those who don't. The American economy lost 63,000 jobs last month. It's the second straight month of job losses and the first time that's happened since 2003.
We'll start today in one of the hardest hit states, Michigan, which had the worst unemployment rate in the country last year.
It's been a recession. It's not just no recession all of a sudden today. It's been a recession for the last years. It's been a recession for years.
That's Jabril Showers. For him, news about job loss is not really news. We found Jabril and several other people looking for jobs at a state office in Grosse Pointe called Michigan Works. He says if he doesn't find work soon, he may join the military.
I mean, it's no opportunities out here. I mean, like, they wonder why the crime rate is so high and why people are, you know, just resorting to crime. I mean, because no one has a job or no one, you know, no one has anything. So, I mean, what do you expect? Everyone just to sit around and die?
Everything is down.
Letitia Embry is a nurse's assistant who's been looking for work for a year now. There may be opportunities in other parts of the country.
I'm going to have to move out of state because it's bad in Michigan. Bad. Very bad. My cousin went down south and got a job the next day. It's just Michigan.
Tony Pinkston of the Michigan Works office notices another trend besides unemployment, underemployment.
I have a brother. He worked automotive. They've been used to making $105,000 a year. But when the overtime stopped, and even the base salary, you get cut back to $38,000 a year. So what he's done, he's opened up it. He basically has a cart with brooms and everything. And after work, he go clean off storefronts.
A few voices from Michigan, the state with the country's highest jobless rate.
To break down today's job news, we're joined by NPR's Adam Davidson. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Madeline.
So 63,000 jobs were lost last month, and that's more than people had expected, right?
Yes, it is. And that's scary in and of itself, since people had expected pretty bad news. So that tells you that 63,000 jobs lost in February, that's a lot of jobs. Now, to put it in context, the U.S. economy gains and loses several million jobs. So 63,000 is not so ridiculously enormous. In the worst days of, say, the 92 recession, you know, we were seeing well over 100,000 jobs lost each month. But compared to where we've been the last 5 years, this is a big drop down. And also today, they said, oops, we were wrong in December and January. We lost more jobs back then than we told you in the past. A total of around 46,000 more jobs were lost than they initially reported. All in all, the picture tells us that this economy is clearly slowing down, is clearly not able to employ all the people who are looking for jobs.
And yet, it was announced today that the unemployment rate actually dropped to 4.8%. You have more jobs lost and yet a lower unemployment rate. How does that work?
Yeah, this is always confusing. What that is the Labor Department for well over 100 years classifies unemployed as those people who have spent time looking for work in the last 4 weeks and could take a job if one was offered to them. So you might say, oh, good, the unemployment rate was 5%, then it went down to 4.9%, then 4.8%. That's a good sign. We like smaller unemployment rates. But what this can suggest is that more and more people have really just given up. They see the economy in their region or in their industry so bad that it's not even worth going out and trying to get a job. So that lowered unemployment rate, we can't be certain at this point, but that could be additional evidence that this economy is really hurting.
And could this be additional evidence that we are finally in a recession? I know that economists and politicians go back and forth about whether we are in one or not. Is this a classic sign of a recession?
Job loss is the sign of a recession. A recession, the way most people see it, is whatever the National Bureau of Economic Research says is a recession. That's a bureau of senior economists who meet and say, yes, it is or no, it isn't a recession. And the number that they say they use more than any other is the jobless number. That is how they define a recession. 63,000 would be right on the lower range of what would be defined as clearly a recession. But in a way, this is just a numbers game. We're definitely having dramatically lower growth, whether it's plus 0.3 or negative 0.3, doesn't really matter. It feels like a recession.
And I guess that also feeds into consumer confidence. If it feels bad out there, people aren't going to spend as much.
Clearly, if you're not even trying to get a job, or you tried to get a job and you didn't get one, or your cousin told you that he's been laid off, you just don't feel that good about the economy.
NPR's Adam Davidson joining us from Washington today. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Madeline.